The $150,000 grant over 5 years will lay the groundwork for a nonprofit center for excellence in philanthropy, according to Andrea Krieger, executive director of the PSC Foundation.
And there's no better partner for that in this community, we think, than Gulf Power and Gulf Power Foundation. So we are very grateful for them being here and for the long and strong history of support that we have had from Gulf Power.
The first installment, $30,000, was awarded Wednesday morning. The remainder will also be paid out in increments of $30,000 per year to be placed in two areas.
We're going to have a $100,000 endowment, and that will help sustain the work that needs to happen in this community and actually in this state for nonprofit education and certified fundraising executive education. $50,000 will also operate the center.
The nonprofit sector is strong in Northwest Florida. And in Escambia and Santa Rosa County alone, there are 3,083 nonprofit organizations.
PSC President Ed Meadows says, according to research, that represents almost $3.5 trillion in assets.
And also, looking at a survey that was done recently, 50% of nonprofit professionals in just the two-county service area indicated that they do not have sufficient training to do the job in the way that they felt would be most effective for their organizations.
The initial payment will be used to develop courses on fundraising diversification, writing grants, starting and sustaining campaigns, and donor-centered proposals and presentations.
We actually have plans to identify and renovate that space for the seminars and workshops and training, and some of which will be virtual, that can be done and offered to the nonprofits that we engage in training.
This is a big deal, y'all. And so I just want you to know how amazing this is.
Dee Dee Flaunlacker is executive director of Manna Food Pantries, which serves Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. She says the grant will go to the sustainability of the area's nonprofits, along with getting new employees up to speed faster.
Usually we spend a few minutes with them where they know where to park and where they go to the bathroom, and then we tell them a little bit about what their job is going to be, and then we push them out and push them forward and push them out of the nest. And we do that because we have to as nonprofits. We're usually under-resourced.
And over the next 5 years, scholarships will also be available for qualifying students and organizations.
You've heard so many times talk about investment and partnership. Wow, it is our pleasure as the Gulf Power Foundation to invest in the community, far reaching beyond Pensacola.
Wendell Smith was doing double duty at the ceremony as chairman of the Gulf Power Foundation board and as a Pensacola State College trustee.
The partnership just goes well beyond Gulf. It is so many people in this room that invest in the community, invest their time, and invest their dollars, well beyond Pensacola State College, but touching those in the community that need so much.
Plans are also in the works for a nonprofit summit to provide training in areas such as courageous and transformative boards, partnerships, grants, marketing, and infrastructure. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.